Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest coached Team Manitoba at the 2011 Canada Winter Games and was an assistant on Team Western in the U-17 World Championships back in 2006. Joining us now is the head coach and GM of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League's Verdun Oil Capitals, Troy Leslie. Troy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Troy, your team clinched a playoff spot over the weekend with a shootout win over the defending MJHL champion Portage Terriers. How satisfying is that for you guys to already have a spot sewn up at this point?
Well, it's obviously very comforting at this time of year to know that you're going to be in, and now it's just a matter of keep playing consistent and making sure that we put in a good effort every night. And obviously, teams right now are still jogging for position in terms of who they're going to be facing in the playoffs, and we're a team that's watching that very closely as well.
How about the turnaround this year? You guys have already won 7 more games than all of last season and still have 10 games remaining before the playoffs. What have been some of the major differences this year with your team?
I think we had some 18-year-old forwards last year who we knew were going to be able to produce in our league. And one thing that we weren't satisfied with last year was our production 5-on-5. And we've been able to score more goals 5-on-5 this year. And those guys are a year older, and we've added some young dynamic defensemen, they're puck movers and they're able to jump into the play, and it's helped our team considerably.
We're currently in conversation with Troy Leslie, the head coach and GM of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League's Verdun Oil Capitals. Troy, your team currently sits in the second place in the 11-team MJHL standings with 33 wins so far. Your team also earned their first national recognition of the season in the latest CJHL rankings as they picked up an honorable mention nod. How special is it to be recognized nationally?
Well, it's obviously nice to see our guys get rewarded with something like that. We've pretty good hockey team since Christmas. We struggled a little bit earlier in the season with our consistency and our defensive play, and we've picked up on both sides of that and have been pretty solid.
Now, you personally, back in 2003, you received your advanced coaching certification from Hockey Canada. You coached Team Manitoba at the 2011 Canada Winter Games. You were an assistant coach for Team Western back in 2006. What would you say you personally is the highlight of your coaching career?
Well, I think, earlier in my career, I was a teacher as well and been able to coach some high school hockey. And, there's been rewarding moments along the way at every level. I spent about a decade with the Southwest Cougars in the Manitoba AAA Midget Hockey League. And going to the league final twice with that particular group of players was very satisfying. So there's been a lot of little moments along the way as a coach, as you keep progressing and you keep growing as a person, as a coach. I'd say there's a lot of those things along the way that have been very satisfying.
You've obviously, as you mentioned, coached many levels of hockey. How have you changed or evolved as a coach over the years?
Well, I think you just got to try to keep learning. I guess one thing you make an effort of every summer is to get to some coaching clinics and make contact with other coaches and learn about new ideas. And the game just keeps evolving, and I think a coach has got to keep evolving with it.
You also played 4 seasons in the SJHL and have 2 seasons of CIS experience as well. How much can you take from your own experience playing that you're able to pass on to your players?
Well, you know what? I was very fortunate. I played for a legend in junior hockey coaching ranks under Dwight McMillan with the Weyburn Red Wings. And obviously I took a lot away from playing for the White and all the other coaches I've played for along the way as well. But it's been real satisfying. Obviously I was able to get an education of playing hockey too, which was very rewarding as well.
Now, obviously, here with your own team, the ultimate goal is the Anavik Cup and the RBC Cup. What do you think your team has to do to continue improving and to peak at the right time of year?
Well, offense for our team has been not a big problem this year. I think that, as a team and as a group, we have to play well 200 feet and play extremely well on the defensive side of the puck as well. And I think going into playoffs, that's going to be our challenge is to make sure that we're playing a good 200-foot game and to keep our offense going.
Well, Troy, I know you're obviously a busy man. Thanks so much for joining us today, and good luck here down the stretch.
Thank you very much.
That was Troy Leslie, the head coach and GM of the Verdun Oil Capitals. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.